can talk and have conversation, man. So what's going on with y'all tonight, man?
Shit, just got out of work, chillin'.
Hey, what that 9-to-5 action be like, man? At what point did y'all really start getting really into that 9-to-5,
man? When I realized college wasn't for me.
When I needed money.
Shit, what was that? I mean, I feel like at our point. I mean, niggas needed money to succeed. Nigga, it ain't money, bro.
I've been working since a kid, bro.
Yeah. Nah, that's real. What was one of the first jobs y'all had?
My fucking first job was Farmer Mills.
Bro, I never knew you worked at Farmer Mills.
Nigga, definitely did.
Yeah, I worked in the motherfucking back to school department.
Boy. Hey, speak up a little bit. You said you worked at where?
Back to school department.
What the fuck is that?
Nigga, the back to school. Where you go and get your motherfucking uniform from?
Get some uniform.
The Dickies? Hold on. Y'all the ones that actually said Dickies, not the actual horseshoe on the other.
Man, we had, I don't know what they had in that bitch, bro. I just used to put it on the racks and y'all used to come by.
Bro.
You bought that shit, nigga.
I want to say, bro, you was never the blood, though. I don't think he ever blooded us, though, did he?
I didn't think y'all niggas was coming there.
I know Storm Neal had all the females.
Bro, you know I was the one used to wear the uniforms.
Not that first. They started doing that shit later.
That's when I came here. All right, so y'all good.
It was like the last year.
It was your last year.
Yeah, nah, this was like a couple years after I graduated.
Hold on.
I ain't start working that right
now. I'm about to say, your senior year was the first year like mandatory uniforms, wasn't it? Your senior year? Because your last year, huh?
It was my senior year.
Oh. Okay,
so what was it like going to Osborne, man?
Bro, what year is it?
It's 2021.
What year year I graduated?
You graduated in 08?
Nigga, how the fuck I'm supposed to remember how I was going to Osborne?
Man.
The only thing I remember was football, bro.
Football. What was that shit like then, nigga? Football, what are you talking about?
Football was the shit. I ain't started playing until my 10th grade year. I played with some motherfucking gangbangers. No bullshit. I played with some gangbangers, bro. That was a group of the best motherfucking football players I ever played with in my life. It was only 11 of us on the team, and these niggas did every fucking thing together, bro. When I say every day, these niggas did everything together. They had the same classes together. They left, worked out together. They would go to the studio together. Nigga, I want to say they probably was fucking the same bitches, bro. But the niggas hopped on the field, stuck together, bro, stuck that shit out for 4 quarters, lost every fucking game. But them niggas ain't feel no type of way about each other. They went back to the crib, they was homies, same way they was when they walked on the field. And them niggas still that same way today, bro. I was just telling one of them niggas that shit on Instagram. Shout out to my boy Kev. That shit crazy.
So what was one of like y'all most memorable experiences for playing for Osborne?
Going 0-9.
Well, you said going 0-9?
Hell yeah, we ain't winning the game that year.
What was memorable about not winning the game? No offense, I'm just asking.
Cause them boys stuck it up. Ain't nobody quit. Ain't nobody give up. We went 0-9. Everybody still came to practice every day. The boys still worked hard. They still worked out like we were the best team in the world. And I ain't gonna lie to you. Up to the third quarter, we was winning every motherfucking game. But we was in that bitch.
That's because only 11 people.
Fourth quarter, yeah. They put that second team in.
There was only 11 people out there playing all four of them quarters. That fourth quarter, you get tired.
That's real. What do y'all think y'all learned at home?
What?
Damn, my bad, y'all. I'm eating this shit, I'm Coney Island this shit. But what do y'all think y'all learned from playing for Osborne? And going to Osborne?
Us more to the game than winning, bro.
I kind of understand that about you, because you said your biggest thing was niggas staying together in the heat of adversity. Like, nigga, we losing.
Right, no matter what.
But we still rocking with each other. Like, we ain't got no W's. But
like, bro,
I still believe in my nigga.
Man, it's like, at a certain point, you can't pick your family, bro.
Yeah.
And when you on the field and them motherfuckers in a fight with you, they show you they there. You can't leave that shit with them, bro. And them motherfuckers, they gonna be a part of my life forever, bro. For real. This motherfucker, bro. We almost got into a scrap over the football number. That's how we got cool.
Hold on, for real?
Yeah, that nigga had already took the number I wanted when I first came. And he couldn't even play, bro. Nigga was ineligible. Couldn't even give him my number, bro.
I wasn't eligible.
Huh? Man, I'm about to scrap that nigga, bro. That's why, bro, we was the same size. He was the only nigga on the team that was my size. I'm about to beat his boy. Guess why we ain't fight, bro. Guess why we ain't fight.
Why y'all ain't fight?
Because I found out who his brother was.
Which brother?
Nigga, your brother. That nigga just hit like 300 pounds like the day before that. I'm about to fight you when I find out your brother showed up.
I'm
bro.
Even know.
I didn't know.
You
didn't
want to work.
I didn't know back then who was the scrapper. I didn't know who the scrapper was back then.
Yeah. No, that's how we met on the field, though.
That nigga. So, what made y'all bond, bro? Because even though y'all met on the field,
I used to be sticking niggas.
Man, he was tackling niggas. I was catching everything they threw my way, and one time they made this nigga catch me, and like we was playing a little 7-on-7 after practice. And I ran a dig. Ran across the middle, went up, and they threw that bitch high. I went up and snagged that bitch. Whatever it was. Man, they threw that bitch high as hell. And I went up and got that bitch. And that nigga took my legs out. Hit the ground. Like, damn, bro.
Bro, you caught that?
I ain't never been hit like that. Bro, that shit was crazy. I thought I was about to die. Yeah. I hopped up, shook that nigga hand. Good shit. Ran back to the line. Nigga ran my next route.
That's funny as hell. So basically, y'all gained respect from each other from you seeing that he could take the hit, from you seeing that he could deliver the hit.
Usually people didn't hold on to that bitch when I come down and hit their ass like that. I'm like, all right, I'm fucking this
niggas ain't normally close enough to me that when I catch that bitch for that nigga to hit me, bro. This nigga actually make a tackle. He stay there through whatever cut you do. This nigga one of the best, probably the best coverage corner I know for real.
So what do y'all think y'all learned about each other from playing football?
This nigga taught me how to catch. I was a DB that just get hit, but I never played the ball. You detect that bitch because I ain't trust my hands.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm with you, man. That's some real shit. As a DB.
All the speed in the world, I didn't finish
it. Yeah, as a DB, like you attack the ball, but it's like, in your mind, you like, it's cool because at DB, if I don't catch the ball, it's not expected.
I ain't feel like that. I felt like if they throw that bitch to you, that bitch mounts.
For real?
Yeah, at corner, at safety, at anything. The ball in the air, that bitch mounts.
So what would y'all say developed y'all mentality when y'all play ball? Because everybody got a different mentality. Like, they were saying, like, it's a Kobe mentality.
That's what I was going to say. I learned from him. Like, I had the skill to play football my whole life. Like, going up, catching that bitch, I was fast. All this shit. He came around. This motherfucker was just fast and could tackle for real to me. That's all he could do when I first met him. He was just fast and could tackle.
So, is you saying like he like shoot the gap type shit?
No, he came through on some
reckless.
No, I'm talking about period. The way that he showed me a different lifestyle for real.
Like as in but like sticking his face in it?
No, as to working harder, wanting to be better.
Yeah.
He took everything and he wanted to be better at it.
So I got a question for you then. So do you feel like you wasn't working as hard until you see somebody working harder than you?
Hell yeah. But that was that 0-9 team though. I ain't touch a weight. Them niggas was running through the weight room on a, like they had a regular ass routine.
Yeah.
I was on the treadmill. I was doing all the running shit, all the leg shit. But in the weight room, they was knocking shit out. I ain't never touch a weight until like the 11th grade when this nigga started coming around. We started lifting weights together and shit, and I was like, all right, I guess I can do this shit. Somebody my size actually doing this shit. He was hitting motherfuckers, the biggest motherfuckers on the team. So it was like, he corner on one side, I'm the corner on the other side. When a team start scouting, they like, that corner can tackle, this corner can't.
Yeah.
They not gonna keep running that bitch to my side. So at some point, I got a man up and started tackling.
Yeah.
Like, man, shit, we started fucking shit up that next year.
It was that same thing we did.
I ain't gonna lie to you, I feel like, at the time when I really started focusing on y'all really playing ball was the Mind Child. No. I came to the Northern game. And also the Cooley game when y'all played that nigga Andrew Hall. Was one of the best linebackers that ever come out of the triangle on my team. That nigga was big. He was big. He played tight end and linebacker. Yeah, dog was big. And he did his thing. He had like 25 tackles that day. But like, I ain't gonna lie, like,
that was my first kick return for a touchdown.
Oh, and I also was at the Diddy game. So I ain't gonna lie, I seen pretty much all y'all games I had on the east side, I pretty much seen it that I was able to make. Yeah, I pretty much seen all y'all games. And I seen that Central game too, which was a close game. But like, other than y'all like the brotherhood and really pushing yourselves, would y'all say that football also was like a sanctuary in a sense?
Hell yeah.
Like not on no like how it build y'all, but where it took y'all from.
No, I feel like without football, I wouldn't have made it through high school, period.
Why you say that?
Because football was the only thing that was like, you needed to keep a 2.5 to get on the football team. So I wouldn't even fuck with my grades if I ain't, if football wasn't there.
Hold on, but y'all was there before Coach, hold on, yeah, when y'all played, Coach Hunt came your senior?
In my 11th grade.
Okay.
Yeah, I have.
So, like, when you say, like, really making sure you become eligible, like, that's the real big thing for football, especially in high school, you know, being eligible and shit like that. But before that, what was your mindset towards, like, academics? Like, what you think about school? What was your outlook on school? You feel me? What you expect from
this? I was kind of just getting by. Like, whatever I had to do to get by. And then I found out you can get, in high school, you can pass off D's, bro.
That's good shit.
Yeah, you know, when I found that shit out, man, that's all I was aiming for. Bare minimums. But Coach Hunt wasn't having that shit. And then he hold me one day so bad, bro. I asked this dude, why I can't play quarterback? And that man said, my quarterback gotta have a 3.5 grade point average.
Not playing about the grades,
but get the
quarterback.
3.5.
I ain't gonna lie.
Motherfucker in this school with a
3.5. That's one thing I would chime on. Like, out of all my coaches I've been playing for, even in college, Coach Hunt was that one coach that really, he was hands-on with making sure, like, especially when I started playing quarterback, that nigga made sure that, not even on some you being smart decision making, like, you understand the composure. Like, I'm in a Kittering game, bro, I fell on the ball, that shit knocked the wind out of me. I'm in the huddle, he telling me to play, I'm like damn near bending over. He picked my shoulder pads up and said, don't you ever bend over. Don't let him ever see you, like, you feel me? Like, bend over, you feel me?
I see you bend over, I know you hurt, I'm about to try to exploit that shit.
You feel me? So, like, he said, don't never let him see you bend over. Don't never let him see you when you weak. I'm like, damn. So I stood up, I'm looking at him eye to eye, like, you feel me? I'm like, you feel me? Like, you know, you like kind of hyperventilating. Yeah, but then, you feel me? Like, eyes get... I was about to say, knocked the wind out me, though. At the same time, Coach Hunt just caught a run play. After that, it's 350 boot right, which is, it's a boot action, but I'm still taking off with the football. So it's like, it's a 50-50 chance I might run that bitch if they blitz or some shit.
Nah, nigga, you supposed to throw that bitch to the fullback.
No,
it's like a 60% chance you giving it to that fullback on the flat, bro.
Yeah, but that tight end drag will always be open, though.
Was Cherry your fullback?
No, that was Mike Jones.
Yeah, who was your fullback?
Matlock.
Eric. Matlock wasn't weak either.
No, he was not weak. No, that nigga was just take the fuck off.
Yeah, you, man, anytime you got a fast fullback, that 350 boot supposed to go to him.
Yeah.
That shit made Cherry famous, bro.
Oh, God, yeah. So, I mean, but it ran out of time. I mean, we did what we did with it. We started winning season. Low key. But we could have did a lot more. It was a few passes, like, just me as a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think you should have played quarterback, honestly.
And, you know, it was a few things, you feel me?
Yeah, you shouldn't have. It shouldn't have been you, bro.
Say it shouldn't have been me?
Nah. Not even like it shouldn't have been you.
For sure.
I don't know who it should have been, but... I just didn't see you ever playing quarterback in your life, bro.
And that's probably because I was playing everything else.
It probably is.
And I never really practiced. Like we used to play ball in the hood and shit. I ain't never really played quarterback. I used to play literally everything else. That's what Coach Morris said. Coach Morris said I should play safety, strong safety. But that's when I know playing in college, though. I know playing free safety and strong safety, or a rover, which is the Roman safety.
But to piggyback on what you were saying about the grades and high school and shit, for me, I always could do the work. But I realized as long as I just pass my finals, I ain't have to do no fucking homework, none of that shit.
I'm ready to tell you that
C. I ain't have to do no work. Pass that final, you're going to get a C, bro. That's half your grade. So I'm like, all right, so
I got questions for you.
2.5, bro.
What do you think that did for you overall, though?
It made me like,
like take the easy way out a lot. If I could find an easy way, I was gonna do it instead of pushing myself. I still sometimes do that to this day, but now I try to push myself harder to actually learn the shit. But back then, I didn't really apply myself to my fucking senior year. I got a 3.5, but I had all A's and an F just because one class I didn't like, so I skipped that shit. But yeah, if I applied myself, I could have did it though.
One thing I could say though, like throughout my whole, like just growing up and shit, I know like you were really big on weight training, and but then later on into your career, you feel me, you started to become more of a health conscious.
I knew I had to if I wanted to be as good as I knew I could be and push myself. I gotta do the little things.
Yeah, and I press medical, all he can do is just run the tuck. Then it was like he realized more shit, and it was like he actually worked towards improving it.
My limits.
So when it was like we was out there playing new school, old school, all of them bigger than us, man. They just literally used to get on the goal line, 5 yard, 10 yard line. These niggas say everybody line up tight. Turn around, give it to the big nigga. They blocking us. Yeah. Everybody just block Aaron. Everybody just block Aaron the money. Like, so, shit like that, man. You gotta learn a lot of shit for real. Like, that shit ain't gonna go on no record that you got on. Like, the world ain't gonna never know what our new school, old school record was.
Hold on. So, kind of iterate, like, what is new school versus old school? Like, what is that? Like, what? Like, why is that so important? Like, you said people won't know the record, but why is it a record? Like, what's the importance of that game?
New school, old school started off as me and my little brother making a team with our close friends and against my older brothers, my two older brothers. At the time, I was in, I believe, ninth grade, probably the beginning of, ninth grade, right? And so it was in ninth grade for me. My little brother was in middle school. And both of these two was like seniors, probably about to graduate from high school or just graduated from high school. So that's why we was the new school, they was the old school.
Because they already graduated, y'all was,
I think, 12.
They were just older. They was like our OGs. They were. It wasn't really like an age thing. It was just like they were the OGs.
So how do y'all think that developed y'all mindset when it came to approaching, like, not even just people, but adversity that was bigger than y'all? Because the reason why I say adversity is like, shit, like, let's be real, it's gonna be certain situations that you're gonna feel like, it's like, me personally, like, damn, this is a lot of weight for, you know, for me. But then you like, I'ma still take that shit head on.
A lot of my football shit really like transferred over to life.
Yeah.
So I really learned shit on the football field being carried over to life. And that's where that shit really started at. Like, at the new school, old school games, was like, I held myself accountable for a lot of shit. Because I felt like I was the best player on the team.
I seen y'all treat, like, the old school, new school game like a championship.
And that bitch is. Every Sunday it was. Every
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, y'all treat like, I remember, like, me and you used to get into it. Like, if you see me bullshitting or jogging on a play or some shit like that, you'd be like, dog.
That's
like,
how nigga, serious it was,
you
bro.
Feel me? Like, no, yeah. Nigga, you bullshitting this shit, like literally, and I be looking at you like, nigga, what the fuck? And that's what I quickly learned that shit. And also, too, though, like, y'all helped me build a certain type of confidence that I took, you feel me, into, like, my own career, you feel me? Like, as in, like, even when I went to college, like, I was more of an aggressive, I want to say, I was like a run stopper safety. You feel me? If you want to pick like a, I guess if you pick like a Madden profile,
yeah.
You feel me? It'd be like a run stop and safety. I didn't mind sticking my face up and shit. But that kind of came from what I developed from playing just really just with y'all though. You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
straight up.
You feel me? Like, I learned all different forms of tackling. So it was like, at the end of the day.
That was him.
You feel me? Like, at the end of the day, I'm a, like, me personally, I try to go for the big hit because of what we, you feel me? Like, nigga, it's like a point to prove, like, I'm gonna go hit with the biggest hitter, like, I'm gonna.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You feel me? Like,
No, that's straight up. Quan Dorsey, bro.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Quan. Hey, shout out to Quan.
Everybody love Quan, bro. Man, we was hitting in the, what they call, sideline.
Sideline invasion? Yeah. Sideline invasion.
Wayne was in front of me. My man's Wayne. Shout out to Wayne.
Shout out to Wayne, man.
Wayne was in front of me. And I was on some bullshit. Like, Man, I had to hit Quan first. Like, I had to hit him. He had the ball and shit. And I, like, on some little weak shit, I went for his legs. He juked me and shit. So when we went back and shit, like, Wayne had the ball about to go against Quan and shit. Man, I'm like, Wayne, let me get this nigga, bro. He got me fucked up. Yeah. Nigga, I know, I'm telling myself in my head, I'm not about to do no move, bro. I'm not about to do no move.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm about to run through. I'm about to get this nigga everything I got. Like, straight, and it's gonna be respect after that, bro. Like, straight up, he gotta respect me after that. Like,
yeah.
Like, this nigga, he, like, you know,
yeah.
This nigga, it's Quan, bro.
Yeah, okay.
He ain't no shiesty ass nigga who gonna, like, hit your ass, stand over, you do no crazy. He ain't practice, he gonna help you up after he hit you type shit. Like, yeah. You his teammate. Head up with Quan, bro. Little stutter hit. I swear to God, I went, duck, and I felt this helmet hit me here, like the back of my shoulder, and I remember spinning in the air. Nigga, I hit the ground. Hit the ground. I don't know where the fuck he went. Like, I hopped up by myself. He ain't even help me up and shit. I'm all right. Hop up. Don't even know who to get the ball to, nigga. I'm fucked up. Like, I walked to the back of the line. After the motherfucking drill and shit, coach, like, go get some water and shit. The basketball team over there out, hanging out the gym door and shit. They like, Wayne, bro, that was you over there Quan just hit. I ain't even want no water, bro. I walked away.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, though.
Hell yeah.
One of my hardest hits I ever took came from that nigga Rodney. That nigga Rodney came, I don't know, that nigga came, hey, man, no, no, it was because of Putty, it was because of Putty, dog.
Shout out to that nigga Putty.
Dog, this nigga Putty missed Rodney, this nigga Rodney so fucking fast, bro. Yeah. Soon as I said height, and I guess he wouldn't expect it for that nigga to be that fast, bro. Like, that nigga like jumped that bitch. Soon as I said height, that nigga
was
like,
dog. Varsity and
eighth grade. Bro, no, I'm saying, bro, if y'all see how, what was dog that did to Denard Robert?
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney. That's how he did me. But it was literally, I was in my quarterback though. Like, he literally just came back and smacked me. I, like, my whole side of my body went numb. Why I take it? Like, that was a, like, I never, like, at quarterback, that was like, damn, I don't think
it Rodney cracked dog shoulder at Northern.
Broke his shit.
Dog.
His ribs.
Damn. Yeah,
I was working in a factory, Technicolor. Yeah. That dude was talking, like, we was talking about what high schools he went to. He said, I went to Northern, bro. Like, yeah, we played y'all. Like, some dude broke our quarterback rib. Like, yeah, I remember that shit.
Hey, get hit by that nigga's, like, getting hit.
And
like,
he was kneeling, though. They had, like, hit that bro, that whole shit. That victory formation. Yeah. Rodney broke through that bitch and just collapsed on his ass. It was, like, 2 seconds left in the game, bro.
God. I ain't gonna lie, the worst part.
Shout out to Rodney.
We was at practice.
Ain't taking no F, nigga.
We was on the goal line. You know, Coach Hunt called goal line, man. I wanna say this my 10th grade. Yeah, that thing was 10th grade. Yeah, it was 10th grade year.
They say we from 7 Mile of Van, like, we don't play that shit. I'm 7 Mile of
Hoover. Yeah.
We from 7 Mile of Hoover, we don't play that shit.
That was our shit.
But y'all know. Like, hey, so what was y'all, like, y'all most memorable game? You feel me? What was the most hypest game y'all played? Like,
it was my first year playing, bro.
Yeah.
I want to say we was either playing Crockett or Fitzgerald. It was the first game my brother Chuck came to. My cousin Pete was there and my mama. And I showed out. I got 2 picks that game and shit. I had like 7 tackles, a sack. I was blowing shit up. And I was just showing up because my people was there and I didn't want to look bad.
I ain't gonna lie though, like, what really made y'all, like, nah, I'm gonna go from football to y'all too. What really made y'all bond?
Football.
Because I remember at one point in time, like, no offense, like, nigga, I remember, like, we talking, like, shit. At one point in time, I was L Boogie. Oh yeah, I was L Boogie at one point in time. Alright. I was L Boogie, man. And it was like, yeah, big bro going by Boogie, man. So I got called Big Bro Boogie. You know,
I never called you L Boogie.
You the one that actually started the L Boogie.
I called you LB.
No, you start off with L Boogie. And then you said, yeah.
Right,
then
I was like, what the fuck?
So then, But look though, at the same time as it was L Boogie,
he was trying to change and make it sound better than L Boogie, but I don't remember calling
it L. It was L Boogie, bro. And then that's when you told
me. I gave you LB and I gave Parfait.
No, that's when you switched it to L. Because you was like, it can't be L. Because like he told me it can't be L Boogie because, shit, you feel me? Basically,
I mean, I don't you really go by Boogie.
Like, basically, like, you go by Boogie's
art. The story behind the LB.
No, and that's when you also told me that part, too.
You know, because you kind of act a little soft when you was younger and shit.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, bro, you act like a little bitch right now, bro. But I ain't want to call you that, because I don't want to call you no bitch. You're my little brother and shit. Yeah. I'm going to call you LB.
Oh.
And I called Parfait, because he was soft, bro. You acting real sweet. I know, like, hey, because so I call that nigga Parfait, and you LB.
Hey, I was calling y'all
niggas
that when I broke up.
Oh, God.
I met y'all niggas that.
Yeah, that's hard.
When that nigga told me that story, I had to stop calling y'all niggas that, bro.
In your defense, you upgrade. I'm like, I can't call you that anymore. You little brother now, bro. You upgrade. You start going to your home. Your brother was acting soft as fuck, so you parked the rest of the day. At least I shortened that shit up.
They're
like, parf. It's parf.
Man, shout out to my nigga D.
I fucked with him, though. That nigga dying now, bro. Dying D's and all that shit. That nigga, bro. You know, but back in the day.
My nigga millionaire.
He said that nigga. Yeah, I think it's funny. Man, so, what would you say, like, I want to say, at what point do you think the name changed? Like, what was it that made you look at me different?
It was on young and shit. Hey. And I was like, bro, this nigga outside trying to fight you, bro. And you went out there and handled yours. Even though you were still scared, I've been in fights I've been scared in, but I'm still going to defend myself.
Hey, in my defense, I ain't call you LB for that reason. But since we speaking on the topic of when the fuck the name switched, where you was playing outside in the snow, one-on-one against Park.
And you sissed it. That was another time. I was proud of you that
day. And then that nigga got back and tried to hit stick your ass back and you trashed it.
I was up that bitch in the snow. I was like, oh shit,
that nigga better than you.
That nigga the little brother. No, bro.
That nigga
on LB, nigga.
A nigga said, I play for the Colts. I said, all right, I don't know what
Eastside
team that is.
Coast, man. Shout out to the Eastside Coast, man.
And you slid into that bitch.
Slid right into that motherfucker. Hey, you know what? I want to say that was the week that he came back and he beat him, though.
He did hit Vito.
Shout out to my boy Vito. My boy was coming across the middle.
Shout out to the whole team Vito, man.
I was called a punk that day.
Me too, that day.
That day, boy. I was like, ooh, I bet I never get you mad again. You hit me like that.
You had to run into that bitch, though.
Yeah,
you done ran right into that, bro.
Face mad to face mad. Vito was on his back, and the ball was like on the back of the brother's head and shit.
So, since you rolling up, hold on, I got a question now. Since you rolling up, at what point did y'all start smoking?
23, bro, when I got in Carson. Oh, yeah.
My first time smoking, I was 13. That shit was weak as fuck, though. I rolled, though. Loose as fucking blunt. Soon as I try to put that bitch to my lips, all my weed flopped in front of that. And eyes going on the bleachers and shit.
So you wasn't an instant roller?
I wasn't no smoker, but I just wanted to try it because everybody was doing that shit. I wanted to see what the hype was about. So I bumped some weed outside. I said, I'm about to roll this bitch. And back then, you know, the gas station.
I nigga said he found some weed.
I'm about to smoke this bitch, bro. This look like a little nigga.
You smoking on a red head?
Don't do drugs.
That Youngstown Brown.
That nigga talking about
the weed ain't no drug.
He found the weed. If you found weed, it's a drug at that point, bro. You got to know who grew that shit.
Alright, well, I found it at my house.
Oh, alright.
It was Nate's shit.
Alright.
Alright, but I bought that bitch.
Alright.
And we shout out to that motherfucker. We got about that.
Shout out to that nigga,
you
man.
You know, I seen who dropped it. I just so happened to find
him. That nigga went and stepped his foot on that bitch. Like, alright, y'all go.
You gonna sleep that bitch? Keep going. Alright.
Hey, I remember, I remember that one time you was smoking, nigga. You didn't want to let me smoke with you, nigga.
You was too young, bro. I'm gonna be that influence on you.
But then this nigga, but I walk in and you smoking right next to me, and I'm like, damn, nigga, let me eat that motherfucker. Then you looked at me like, nigga, what?
No, I really started smoking when I got out the Air Force and shit. Yeah. When I was like 21. Yeah. I'm like,
I'm smoking now, bro. I ain't need no motherfuckers drinking shit. Reason, I ain't gonna lie though, like, that's why I didn't, I never really seen that part of y'all. Like, I used to, like, we went out together, but y'all niggas never really got, like, I don't know, like, I know y'all niggas did it on your own, you feel me? Like, when y'all niggas was out, but I never really seen y'all niggas, like, really, like, fucked up to the point where.
I gotta be vigilant, bro.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? When it's like, oh, damn, like, y'all niggas just came into the crib, but y'all niggas got a phone call, these niggas on some dumb shit, like, it was like, even if y'all got into some bullshit, y'all niggas handled y'all own.
But for me, I feel like,
I don't know
my personality or not, but I gotta watch out for the group and shit. Like, yeah. Make sure everybody's straight, everybody get home. And for me, I'm not about to get too fucked up where I can't be vigilant to see everything that's going on, especially knowing how we grew up in our environment and shit. Niggas try to take advantage.
Man, I am the motherfucking party, bro.
Elaborate, bro. What the fuck that mean, dog?
Fucking with the bitches. Bitches be sucking dick. Smoking weed.
That was my role, though.
So, Boogie, at what age did you get your dick sucked? Like, what was the first time you got your dick sucked? Like, at what age was the first time you got your dick sucked?
We going there, bro. Yeah,
look at
somewhere, too.
My brother's...
Man,
brothers,
that ain't start talking about getting his dick sucked.
My brothers made me lose my virginity at 11.
So, your brothers made you lose your virginity
at 11? He was 11, too, bro.
Shout out to my niggas.
We might be the same niggas.
So, hold on. So, you lost your virginity at 11?
To a 13-year-old.
Hold on, so what was your story? So, hold on, explain both of y'all stories. Y'all lost out virginities at 11 to a 13-year-old. Like, what's the story behind that shit?
Well, I'm playing hide and seek it.
13, you damn near, it's green.
And her hiding in the basement, bro. Next thing I know, we underneath the table.
Speak up,
we playing hide and seek. Everybody hiding outside, we go hide in the basement. Next thing I know, we under a table, you know. And I put a condom on, but that bitch is kind of big, so I had to put like a little twist out on that bitch.
Where you learn to put a condom on that, though?
I ordered Brother Chuck, bro. He said, you got to put this condom on. Gave me this big ass mag. I said, sex and shit.
Yeah,
safe sex. I put that bitch on.
Hey, while we on the topic, my motherfucking brother named Bond said, he brought me in the room with all his friends, too, nigga. This shit was so embarrassing, because I was one of them game head ass niggas. These niggas are getting ready to go to the mall, nigga. I felt like he put me on the spot, too. Whole ass nigga. Came in that bitch, said, Aaron, you know how to put a condom on?
I'm
like, what? Man, I'm about to walk out, bro. One of the niggas jumped in front of the duck. Like, man, that nigga for real, bro. You know how to put a condom on? Like, what? I'm like, no, bro, I don't know how to put no condom on. I might have lied and said, yeah. I don't know. Whatever the case was, the nigga grabbed the umbrella, turned that bitch upside down, gave me a condom, like, here, nigga. Put this bitch on if you know how to put one on. As soon as that nigga handed me that bitch, I was like, yeah, I don't know how to do this shit, bro.
Oh, man.
He showed me how to do that shit, though. Real shit. Hold the tip. Hold the tip, bro. That bitch down, squeeze the air out. Anybody don't know how to use the condom, bro, look that shit up on YouTube, man. And use condom, bro. Safe sex matter, bro. I got four motherfucking kids, cuz.
So, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. So, both of y'all got kids,
STDs,
right?
Too. That, y'all want that. Kids, though.
Kids though.
So,
like, at what point in life did y'all have kids? You feel me?
I had my first two. I had my first one fresh out of high school.
What that do, like to your mental state, your emotional state?
My son was kind of, I ain't really changed too much. I was already like, you know, the girl I was with, I kind of like, I fucked with her. And on some young love shit, I felt like on some, like, let's hurry up and do this shit to get married type shit. So my son was just like, he brought me and her together. But my first daughter, 2 years later, she changed the way I looked at women, bro. Like, for real, for
so
real.
So elaborate on that, though. Like, what would a daughter do to a man like you?
Bro, as a dude, we don't really understand women's feelings, bro.
Yeah.
Like, for real, for real. We ain't really, because we really taught to just, like, like, bro, what you crying for? Like you would, like, you know what I'm saying? So your son, you can tell your son, like, bro, stop crying. Like, you a boy. You ain't supposed to be crying. That's some girl junk. Yo, girl, bro, what you supposed to tell her?
You
gotta figure that shit out.
You gotta be softer.
You gotta figure that shit out.
That same aggression, you'll
that's
be your son.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You gotta actually learn how to talk to. And then when you learn how to talk to your daughter, you learn how to talk to women.
Like, it's an older version of that.
Like, for real. And they mamas, bro. you know how to talk to their mamas a lot off the way that they are. A lot of your daughters gonna act just like their mom.
Or do you think that it's an impressionable thing? Because, like, you know, the mom is the first female they're gonna see or come across. But do you think that they also have a, you know, I see kids trying to, like, impersonate the superheroes or the actors and shit that they see on TV, the characters, you should know, trust it, the characters and the, you feel me, like they see on TV. So do you think that like, influence is a real big thing on also creating the kid's personality?
Yeah.
I think because it works for the dad to be in the house, though. So that influence, because a lot of the time they don't have both of those parents or that, you know, stable environment as far as learning from their dad and their mom. I think they need that shit.
Yeah, because their mom, my kid's mom, is like real active, bro. They like real, both of them, real active.
Oh, like, yeah, what about that one? We didn't play 707 together. Like,
I'm talking about with the kids. Like, they got the kids on some shit. Like, both of them just talk to the baby, bro. Like, literally talk to them. Not like, Google Gaga, oh, my baby's so cute, whatever, whatever. Like, real conversations. Like, what you want? Where is that? And the baby, you will listen. And, like, the baby answering the question is, I want this, I want that. It's over there. You know, they, like, for real. I mean, like, how old is that baby? That baby, too.
Like, they know really put the
work in. Yeah, they really put the work in over there and shit. So that's, yeah, I think it could definitely be that.
So, at what point do you think that, like, you start to transition from being, like, about yourself to being a parent? Like, everybody say, like, yeah, when I first had kids, yeah, I was a parent. But I feel like it's a certain point that you kind of learn to not be for oneself and learn to be for...
Man, it was literally the day I seen myself. Yeah.
First day you hold
it. As soon as I seen his head pop out, I was in the bathroom. I went in the bathroom because I was about to throw up, and I said...
You don't like, throw up?
Hell yeah. I was lightheaded as hell. Like, yeah, it's a wrap. Like, everything I do from now on is now. And that was just the first one.
Holding my daughter, I was like, fuck, I got a girl to be responsible for. So, yeah, then I went to go buy me a pistol.
Yeah.
The first day I had my daughter.
For real?
Hell yeah. I went straight to the pawn shop. Y'all need something right now.
Bro, what the fuck? Oh, damn, who did that?
Alright, I'm back. Shout out to LeBron James, just running niggas to the right, bro.
I got caught up in the game real fast. Let me pass the ball. But look though, so on my next question is, so since we're on the topic of kids, like, what was the influence in y'all naming y'all kids?
I
saw
everybody. I want everybody to have my name.
You want everybody to have your name?
Not my name really, but my initials.
Okay.
Like ADN. But then my son is Junior, so I actually got his. And then my first daughter, she wanted her middle name to be her mom wanted her middle name to be her grandmother's name. But she don't got my middle initial, but she got first name Armani, so it started with an A. Last name still my same last name.
Yeah.
I got the A's everywhere, except for Lynn.
Same for mine. All my kids' names start with an A. All of them AKA. My old old lady name is Keandra, so they got a middle initial is K, but the rest of them is mine. My name Andre Andrews.
For sure.
But my son, he kind of like a junior because the middle name don't count, but I named his middle name Money. Man, my recent shit, because my nickname Money, and I wanted to name him Money, but my old lady didn't want me to do it, so I compromised and let that be his middle name.
So, what is the, like, as a parent, what is one thing that you fear, like,
for your child? It's kidnapping, now,
man. You said kidnapping?
Oh, that's crazy ass kidnapping shit, man. I didn't grab my kids be safe every day. Especially with me being at work as much as I do. I can't just be at home actually making sure they're safe.
For me, just not being able to be, like, be there to protect them and shit. When they outside, like, my watch or, like, my reach, when they outside my house, that's what I worry about. Them just being okay, they don't protect themselves, and I can't be there to protect them.
I ain't gonna lie, for me, it's the power of influence. Like, right now, social media, YouTube, it's like, that's what these kids know growing up. So, like, how we grew up, we knew the person we seen outside. They grew up knowing the person they see on the internet.
Yeah, you feel me?
Like, that was the difference. Like, we seen the person outside. We can physically, like, go say what's up to this person we looked up to. Or, like, we admired or something like that. Like, it was a tangible person. I mean, it was something tangible, like, we can physically touch.
But that touch on his thing about the dad being an off, too, man. Because that's a lot of people superheroes, bro.
Yeah, that's
like, a lot of people's mamas don't be their mama, for sure. But
yeah, mama always do.
When your daddy slide, dude, and he just the personality and daddy phone, and every time I need some money,
oh.
I'll call. Every time I need some money, I'll call my daddy, whatever. Like, that should be cool, man. It's fun to be the daddy.
And I think that's the goal, too, to be that figure.
If it ain't you, it's gonna be Jake Paul, bro. So, if y'all got kids, daddy, step up in y'all kids' life. Y'all want Jake Paul raising your kids. Jacob Logan, raising them kids while these goddamn TikTok dancers. My kids know all the fucking TikTok dancers. But I can't lie, as long as I know the TikTok dancers doing what the fuck they gotta do in school, so I'm gonna shut my ass up. If I had a kid who was all over the motherfucker, man, I'm gonna shut up. My son, hell yeah, good beat.
So, my next question for y'all is on a whole nother different type of subject. But like, what was y'all most memorable moment together? Like, as like brotherhood, like, you feel me? Just like, damn, this is when, like,
I got two moments. Yeah. I think I know you're talking about. The first moment when we 21, these niggas playing football, we playing 2-on-2 on defense. They couldn't do shit.
And it was like the communication was just on point or something?
On point. We was in each other's head, bro.
Yeah.
It's always been like that. We know
bro, we didn't even get to play offense. We literally, they got first ball, and we scored 3 times on defense. 2 pick 6 and a force from the scooper score. Like, stripped that bitch out their hand and ran a touchdown.
I think I stripped that bitch and picked it up.
That shit was funny, bro.
And the other time, we was walking to the gas station, niggas tried to take my phone. We about to fight, bro. And he punched the nigga who was closest to him. I said, you know that nigga had my back to the damn side.
So, hold on. Where did that instinct come from? Hold on. You feel me? Like, no, like, on like some real shit, because that's not something
bro, the hood,
you just...
The hood I grew up in.
Yeah,
bro.
You feel me? Like,
you gotta defend
where did that instinct come from? Like,
you got to defend yourself, first of all. And then me being as small as I've been as small my whole I've always been the smallest person around, bro. So if I get hit first, it's a chance that I might not get up. So my mentality always been, while they talking, I'm just gonna blow your shit up. I ain't got time to say one more word, then you hit me first. Like, I gotta catch your ass first. And they was over there on some other shit, and he was, I know they was finna scrap, because he tried to steal his phone. 5 other people hopped out the car, so whoever the first one was, shit, you ain't about to hit me. So I fired on his ass. I'm not about to be staring at them, and you fired on me, and now y'all got me laying down. Now he gotta worry about me. And it's still 4 of y'all, 5 of y'all, hell no.
Mama got me this phone.
I said that shit. That nigga tried to swing. I snuck his ass. I just seen Boogie drop my football. We always had a football on. Two piece when we got like side by side on the
shout out to my nigga Crazy Nate. We went home and got Crazy Nate. That nigga put the little jeans on. Where they at? We about to walk back. No, y'all gonna let me scrap one on one now because Nate gonna stand there, bitch.
I wanted my one.
Still never see that boy.
Hey.
I want that little nigga that everybody's talking
about. So it's safe to say that at that point y'all bond got a lot closer.
But what my other moment though, that was my first moment. That was one of my two moments. But my second one was when we got our black jerseys in football practice, bro. Everybody who got black jerseys that year, like
starting.
Yeah, I love them niggas like for life. Shout out to my nigga Dave, Debo.
Hey. Them black jerseys.
Dave, Debo, Josh, Park. Everybody who got a black jersey, bro. Coach Hunt got on some G shit and started taking our shit away when we got our bullshit. But we got our shit at the beginning of the season, boy. G shit. We ain't walking through the hood with our shit. We got some bitches in our bitches. Nigga, we was number 2 and number 5.
Hey, y'all that don't know, that's really like some OG Osborne
shit. All through the hood with our shit.
That's some OG Osborne shit. If you got a black jersey, that's like some real defense, like.
Black jerseys on defense was the starters.
Like, you feel me? Like, you was that dude on defense. You got that black jersey.
All of us had that bitch,
too. All of us.
I ain't
gonna
lie.
That
quarterback, we had the green jersey at one point in time. Why did it get hit? It was all the green jersey.
Yeah, they was scared. They was gonna get hurt.
Ronnie was smacking y'all.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. That gave me the biggest, like, I ain't gonna lie, I've been hit by it. Like, they got players. William Golston, that nigga NFL right now. But, ain't no nigga hit me as hard as that nigga motherfucking Rodney, bro. That nigga literally left my whole side of my body numb. Like, when he hit me.
Nah, it was, Oh, shit. Number 4 for Demi.
You talking about
Winston?
No, it wasn't
Glenn. Yeah.
Oh, you talking about?
God. That nigga knocked my ear pad out. I didn't even know that bitch came out. Everybody on the side was like, "You ain't hear I said call fair K? I'm not hear y'all saying call no fucking fair K. I'm gonna call one."
I was injured.
Shout out to Coach Joe with his wild ass. Talk about we said call fair catch. No, you didn't. All niggas watched me get my ass towed.
Yeah, fam. A lot of football together over these, like, what, 16
that game
years?
Was crucial. I ain't gonna lie, that game was crucial.
We've been at least since 15 years, bro. 15 plus years.
That was a crucial game. That Demi game, it was a close one.
Hey, rest in peace to Nico, bro.
Yeah, okay.
That shit crazy, but I just had to say that before I said it. That boy spit around the shit out of him at the beginning of that game. When that goddamn kickoff.
Yeah, I remember
that. I thought he had that nigga, bro. He had him wrapped up for like a good split second. I thought he had him. He pushed that boy off sus down. At that point, I knew we lost this game. These niggas is too strong. Yeah. What the fuck happened? He was in the open field by himself. Nigga wrapped that boy up. And he had him wrapped up for a split second.
He didn't slide down to the legs.
I said, what the fuck was that? I don't think Glenn Winston, but that nigga went to the league too. That's what's up.
The hardest I've been hit was in a fucking pickup game. Pickup game.
Caught that blade coming across the middle.
Nigga ain't never hit me. I'm usually hitting niggas like that, so I was so shook, but I was excited at the same time. But I knew I was fucked up, bro. I was like a drag or a slant, shook,
but excited at the same time.
Because I'm used to like flipping people or hitting them, catching them off guard, so I knew what happened as soon as it happened, bro.
So did you say, like, did you anticipate it?
I didn't. I didn't even know it was coming to happen so fast. Like, he was trying to catch.
This was around the time when he was really, like,
I was trying to learn
how to catch. He was catching everything.
But I was getting good at
slot receiver. He was like Wes Welker, for real. Not dropping shit. Like, we was a dynamic duo. I was over the top. He was everything on
there. Is that what y'all came up with, like bread and butter? Yeah. What is bread and butter?
Not bread and butter was a route.
Bread and butter is that stop
and go. We did one-on-ones. Bread and butter was a stop and go.
But our shit was 73. We're like, we gonna do it. We don't even say it. We just say some shit in motion towards it.
Anytime we line up on the same side, you damn near know we finna run. That's the first one we gonna run together.
It's that wheel.
After that, we gonna go ahead and run some shit that we gonna let each other know with. That first one off back, we just gonna see if y'all got the IQ. Y'all can't switch on that first one. It's like, oh, they dumb. We finna attack.
Back to that hit, bro. I was just learning how to really go get the ball, so I'm excited, using my hands and shit. And when I reached out for that bitch, all I felt was like somebody hit me in the side of my temple, and my legs was in the air, and like my head was on the ground, but the rest of my body was in the air, bro. Like a cartwheel.
Literally upside down, bro.
But I caught the ball, and all I remember hearing is, damn, he caught that? And it was a little bit better. I'm like, hell yeah, I caught that bitch, but he fucked me up, bro.
Shout out to them Finland niggas, boy. Them niggas came through.
But that shit, like, dropped their morale. Even though he fucked me up, they was so hurt that we was catching everything, even though they was hitting us hard as fuck.
They ain't dropped shit back then.
They was scared of us, bro.
They couldn't fuck with us.
What ultimately killed their morale was that y'all had heart.
No, what ultimately killed that morale was that they really tried that shit every week and they brought somebody different every week
for like 2 months straight.
Shout out to Ed Thomas Future. Shout out, I don't even know who number two was that one time with the Southeast.
Big ass nigga.
No, that was heavy.
That was heavy?
Yeah. Shout out to Tim. I don't know what his last name was, but Tim went to Minnesota after that. Shout out to Tim. These boys went and got every fucking college scout recruiter that they could find, bro. Like, they was scouting the fucking game. We beat everybody, bro. They went and got the whole project after that. Like, fuck it. Let's just get these niggas across. We ran through them niggas, bro.
Then they started saying, come over to our hood. Going over there beating them niggas everywhere.
They used to stop the new school, old school game. So Arthur used to be mad as hell. Arthur hated that shit. But we got on the field with them after they stopped the new school, old school game. Arthur wanted the ball every fucking play. Like, come on, man. Let me run that bitch. Like, bro, these niggas is not going to tackle you.
I know.
Are you gonna stand around?
I think I'll be 4-5 the other day, nigga. I believe it, bro. You'll be like,
hey, bro, the treadmill
watching. On the treadmill.
Remember when he came out that bitch in the rain? Like, bro, I need y'all two niggas to teach me how to catch. And he came out and scored 5 fucking touchdowns.
Catching that bitch, though. Bro. In the rain, I was mad as
hell. Yeah, we should have taught that nigga how to catch.
That nigga caught one over the shoulders on the ass.
If he was on that team, I would have been hyped too. Shout out to Arthur. Shout out to James, little midget, ugly ass. One of the best D linemen I know. Them niggas couldn't block his little ugly ass. He's fucking ass. They couldn't block him and Trev.
I didn't think James didn't like me for a long time, bro.
He didn't when you tackled his ass on the sidewalk.
We was playing sideline tackle. And when I tackled him, we was in the grass, but I didn't know we was going to take a few steps. And then we either like in the driveway part, where you come into the driveway. And it was concrete.
Yeah,
and, I didn't need to. He was bad, bro.
Cool, you got your body, yeah. Let's go. That's it.
Yeah, my hearing shit, bro.
Okay, 50, bro. We got a lot of damage.
We should have put one of the cameras on.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Alright.
Alright, bad.
Well,
I got, bro.
My bad, y'all. I didn't even know I was back in the game.
And I said, what was it for you, bro? What got you playing football, bro?
Got me playing football?
Yeah, got you playing football. G, my G.
Y'all went all the way 100 with y'all?
All the way 100. Yeah, it was me, right?
One day, we wanted to go steal some bikes out of East Point. My homie got caught.
Oh, you like Kermit? You know
that bike? 7 years ago.
My homie got caught, and I didn't. And I ended up going to practice, because that's where I was supposed to be at in the first place.
So you were supposed to be stealing bikes, but you ended up going to practice?
No, we went up going.
Okay.
But we ended up splitting up at the end. Okay. Like, you feel me? So, and at the end of the day, I ended up going to practice. That's where I ended up having to go. I had somewhere to be. You feel me?
Right.
Where at the same time, that's why I should have been preparing for a whole anyway, time.
Right.
You feel me?
Yes, I heard.
So that's when I kind of also grew my love for football. And that's why I was playing for the Eastside Colts. So
you ain't love football when you was playing that first?
I, like, love since.
My first time going to practice for the Giants, I went and we was running too much, and they said we want to pick up the football until the second week. I quit.
I ain't gonna lie. Also, real shit, you kind of right though. Because my first time was playing for the Cubs when we sat on the West Side, Santa Rosa. It was the Boston that spoke for. They got their own field and shit. We was at practice and shit. But, yeah, it was like, it was cool. But, like, seeing myself sacrificing, walking all that way to try to go to practice. Yeah, I ain't see that shit at that time. The time he was with Eastside and my coach, like, he stayed, like, right down the street from me. He basically, like, recruited me. He was, like, he seen us playing on the block and shit. And I don't know, like, even before that, like, just for playing football with y'all, like, so when I go play other niggas, like, I'm playing against y'all. You feel me? And this was the thing that I think y'all knew, but I don't think y'all understood. Like, I'm going against y'all on the weekends and shit like that, but throughout
like
the week, I'm playing against niggas.
I feel like this is the only person in the world that can check me, bro.
Yeah.
So anytime somebody check me, like, man, not nobody know, bro, but I ain't quarterback, my little brother Putty. This motherfucker fucking me all the time and be like, you can't do that shit on money. Got me fucked up, boy. All I need is a quarterback to throw me the ball and I can do this shit on anybody. I'm Chad Johnson. Anytime I run a route, bro, it's against this one. So I gotta run my best route every time. I can't half ass. Even when my son stepped in front of me, I gotta fucking all the way up to let him know.
I just think we knew each other.
Yeah.
We were playing each other. We know each other the moves and tendencies and shit. But even when I'm not playing you and shit, and when you're not there, bro, every time I go up for the ball, I hear you back in my head. You weak, you drop it. Every time, bro. That shit can fuck with me. I gotta go get it.
DB not gonna catch a pick. Safety, corner, double team, triple team. My quarterback trusts me to throw me the ball, he ain't gonna throw no pick. For real, for real. I bet that bit down, I got to.
Long story short, you think you're trying to stay in my ass. Real talk, I was focusing on the game, so I am gonna hide. I'm focusing on the game. But in a sense, so when did y'all find out that y'all had a similar interest when it came down to video games? While we talking games right now, we play games.
One of these days we got cool and shit. We had a mutual friend, Wayne. Shout out to my boy Wayne again.
Wayne.
Lil Wayne here. The little ears. And we was chilling that Wayne shit. Wayne had a PlayStation with the little market type of shit. We was over that bitch doing the same thing we doing now. But not 2K, we was playing Madden and college football. And shit. That's how we used to do for real. Play Madden season, for real, for real. He played way more games than me, some shit that I would never touch, but you know. Yes, sir! It's not what I wish. Put D.
Who do you think is the most influential person when it comes down to y'all fashion?
Me?
Yeah. When I say y'all fashion, I mean as in like when it comes down to y'all taste and what y'all pick.
Me,
like,
I think I'm the most influential as far as my fashion.
Okay, okay.
But it's more so comfort for me.
It's comfort.
Yeah, I don't care what nobody else wear. I want to find something I'm comfortable in. If I ain't comfortable in it, I ain't wearing it.
Okay,
I ain't comfortable in those skinny jeans.
Hell no.
I ain't comfortable in those shoes, them Pelican Nana, the big ass
Pelican,
the big ass bottoms. Hey, man, I can't do that, though. A lot of shit, I can't do the jewelry, bro. I can't what do the jewelry.
I'm up with it a little bit.
Most I can do is the watch.
You said we should do the watch.
That's the Apple Watch.
I used to steal all my daddy clothes, so I say that nigga. He had all the shit. I still dress like that to this day.
They try to put the L on me, but it really
all of me got stuff.
So,
man, point one of the cameras at the game so we can just play the game and commentate the game.
Man. On some real shit.
You're making us
what's the real shit, bro?
So, on some real shit.
Yeah, it's no play cup yet. Man.
My next question for y'all, before y'all got sidetracked.
Yes, sir.
Was, what was our inspiration for the dreads?
For the dreads?
Yeah, what was the inspiration?
I don't like going to the barbershop to get my hair cut.
My fucking daughter wanted dreads, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it with you if you really want it. So I support my kid, so I'm gonna mad with her, so she won't feel like insecure or shit, bro.
That's the reason so I kept mine. I was gonna cut my shirt a long time ago, but my son wanted to, my dad got mine. I told him I'd stick it out with him. We was ugly together, come on. We got our shit together, son. Bag time.
So, both of y'all, dread process began with inspirations of inspiring y'all kids to embark on a journey with y'all.
Yes, sir.
So, would y'all say that without that influence, would y'all would have never took that opportunity?
I wouldn't say never, because I had every other hairstyle. I had the waves, the braids.